Thank you for having me. It is true, we have financial difficulties. This is the difficult time that we have in the country here. It is about the delayment of the salaries to the embassy, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is managing this crisis by all means. It is true that difficulties are there, but the most important thing is realization that the country also is run through difficult times when it comes to the finances. The salaries here also are not coming on time to the employees and the government.
Yes, to what extent has this financial difficulties affected the work of our embassies abroad?
Well, it has to affect the work of the embassies, because if you are not paying the rents of commission and you are getting warnings to be evicted, it affects the morale and the capacities of these employees to carry on their duties. There's no doubt about that. But the most important that is that the problem is that these things are going to be resolved. And, these are the diplomats that are the diplomats of the country, and they are aware of the difficulties that the country is running through. And so they have to do what they can to make sure that those embassies are maintained, and also with consultation with the government here in the country. And so hopefully things are going to be good. It is true that at some point, we have embassies who have been given warnings, but still, there are this work and tireless work from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to try to solve the issue.
Yes, is there no danger that these embassies will be evicted, like the mission will be evicted, and possibly bring an embarrassment to the country, of course, if these embassies are closed?
No, they are not. The layman, of course, is in some countries it is difficult to delay more than necessary. But, if there are, problems that the rents are going to be paid, I think it is still carry on. And we don't expect any omission that belongs to Sudan to be picked. So hopefully, we are hoping that things will get normal.
Yes. Ambassador, now what is being done in order to reduce the spending, particularly of these embassies? Maybe reduction of the number of staffs there. Is there anything being done in that aspect?
We are a new country and want to engage ourselves in the world. We want to open as much as embassies that we can open in the world. And so the number of embassies has to increase. But of course, technically, the staff to turn the embassies are the thing that the Minister of Foreign Affairs will look into to try to see the suitable number that can be in the embassies and that can be done. But as far as the number of embassies are concerned, of course, the country has to open more and manage it, because we want to engage in the world and to be available in the world. And this is how you do the diplomatic work. This is technically can be done, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the government is going to work on this to try to see the ways that you can be there in the world, and the ways that you can run our embassies efficiently. We are now managing the fees, and we are managing implementing the fees, and hopefully as we go along, some of the things that we will solve will come on.
What is your final message out there to someone listening to this particular program, and as well to the diplomats who might be facing very difficult time with their families because their salaries might not have been paid?
The message is that everybody should know that this country is very resilient. We are coming out from the crisis, and thank God that the president is very committed to implement this peace. And you have seen the visit from United Nations Security Council members, and that we have agreed to implement the peace and go on. So I'm sending this message to our mission that things will be okay. It is just a matter of time, and we will not want to see any addictions to our ambitions. We will work very hard, make sure that we maintain all these missions, and in fact increase the number of missions outside. And so let us hope for the best, and this country will be as strong as it used.